like derech shechalukim bechumish hapikudim, not the way they divided up in the sefer of Bamidbar in the pikudim. Kolei Rashi says like derech shesturim bechumish hapikudim, whose sefer yadaver shenisudu b'roshay elu shmeis anoshim sheyamdu. That's not the way they were written over here. That's not the way they were written here on the Yefoid, the way the Torah says it in Bamidbar. But rather the way it's written at the beginning, when Rashi says, at the beginning of the second sefer, at the beginning of Shemais, that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, the Yechad Mehen, and the Sheni, Binyamin, Dan, Natali, Gov, Yosha, Yosef. Yeah, so that's the way it was written in the Yavne Yefoid. The way it was written at the beginning of Eilish Shemais. Ketzad, how do you have it? That Bnei Leah Kisidron, the children of Leah, the first ones, were the way they were born. Bnei Rochel, Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan, Yeh Binyamin and Yosef, or Bnei Shvachos, V'Yamsa, Bnei Shvachos were in the middle. If so, Fred Gemara, V'Yelamani, Mikan, Kilto, Dosam, what does it mean to say the way they were born? Just means they used the names, it was written here, the names that Yaakov used, and not the names that Moshe Rabbeinu used. What does that mean? Ruvain, it was written Ruvain, v'loi Ruvaini. By Moshe it says Ruvaini. It's written Shimon, v'loi Shimoni. Don, v'loi Hadoni. God, v'loi Hagodi. Yeah. So a couple from here we see the word that on the Avonim of the Pekude, on the Avonim of the Ephraim, it was written, the first six were written in order. It was written Taka, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Says it was written the right way over here. So if so, Tiyufta, the Rav Kana, Tiyufta. Here's a kasha on Rav Kana. That Rav Kana said before that Yehuda was written first, it wasn't in the right order. The Rashi says, Tiyufta, the Rav Kana. L'kula yalma einzai say their hagarizim are able. Dilu say the Ragarizim Shimon Velevi Yehuda Yisachar Yosef Binyamin Udharevo Ruven God Vyosha Zvulun Dov Naphtali. So I call upon it to be the Kasha, the Kasha of Kana. That Rav Kana said that the way it was written on the Ephraim, that's the way it was Bahagrizim and Harevel. And for next man Yom, we see Klon up like that. Right, that's the way Rav Kana was the one that said that the way they were cholok here by Hagarizim, that's the way it was written on the Harevah and on the Avni Ephraim. Now the next month Yom we see Klo wasn't that way. It wasn't the same order, it was a different order. So my sister saying Islam attack it's a tiyuf to Rav Kana. Fred Gemara viv so vi elamai vi achetyuf. If so, what does it mean taka chetyuf hef? What does this hef on Hagarizim Haran Abel mean? What's special about this hef? So much like this Tanya we learned Chetiyov Shemul Hagrizim Neruba Mechetiv Shahar Evil. That's what I meant to say. That the half that's on Hagrizim are more amount of people than there are on Har Evil. Mifnei Shalevi Lamata, because Levi was on the bottom, Levi was not on top of the Har, therefore there was less on Har Evil. Fred Gemara Adarabba, just the opposite. Mifnei Shalevi Lamata Botsrulahu. There should be missing a lot. Rashi said, yeah. Rashi says, Chetzish and Hagarizim, then for sure Hagarizim should be less. How could you say Hagarizim had more? Rashi says, Sherei Shevet Levi Mehemoya. Because Levi was from the Hagarizim. That was the first Cheshbon, Hagarizim. So how can you tell me now that Hagarizim had more than Harevel? Why? Because Shevet Levi was on the bottom. If Shevet Levi was on the bottom, he'd taken away from Hagarizim. He should have less, not more. So Marin says, Hochikoma. This is what I meant to say. Afal pi shelevi lamata. Even though Levi was on the bottom, as Levi was not on top of the Hagarizim, but he was in between, but still b'nei Yosef imohem. The children of Yosef were with him. And that's what made him a lot. Of Shenem, the prophet says, v'yadavru b'nei Yosef as Yeshua lemar. Madua nasatali nachlas gurvel echod. The chevel echod vani yam rav. Like how come he gave me a small amount and we're a great nation, a very big shevet? So since Yosef was on the Hagarizim, that's why they had more. Vayomer lehem Yeshua, Yeshua answered back to them, Imam Ravatov, you b'nei Yosef, if you're telling me you have a lot of people, you're an Am Rav, alei lecho hayara, so go up to the forest, go live in the forest. So Omer lehem, so what did Yeshua mean to tell them? Lechu v'yachbeyu atzmechem v'yorim, go and hide yourself in the forest. Why? Shelo tishlat b'chem ayin hara, that people should not give you an ayin hara. Mashma b'nei Yosef, there were a lot of children. They had a big mishpachas there, b'nei Yosef. So they should be afraid of an ayin hara. That's what Yeshua gave them the answer. Know what you should do? You should go and hide yourself in the forest. The people won't see you. Omrulei. So they said back to Yeshua, no. Omrulei Zara de Yosef. The children of Yosef said back that lo sholta b'yena bisha. By us, there's no ayin hara. We don't have to be afraid of an ayin hara. The pasuk says, "Bein paris Yosef, bein paris aliyayin." And that's where Yosef was, the one everybody looked at him. And the Yomer Abavu al tikri kaira, al tehe kaira olai ayin. That it should mean people should look at me. Ela oily ayin. We're above the eye. In other words, on bnei Yosef, it's not shalot the ayin hara. It will soon see, since Yosef held himself back. The Yosef Atzadik from Eshet Potipharah, he was there for the Ayin Hara is not shalot on him. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid of an Ayin Hara. Rashi says, Oli Ayin, Olin Alo Ayin, Vein Ayin Ola Lehin. They go above the eye, and the eye can't go on them. That Bnei Yosef do not have to be afraid of an Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Omer Yehocha, from another Pasuk of Araya, that Bnei Yosef do not have to be afraid of an Ayin Hara. The pasuk says, "Vayid gula roi v'kerav oretz," that they should multiply a lot v'kerav oretz. But vayid gula shenov like fish. So ma dodim shabiyam ma yimachasan aleihen, just like fish in the water, they're covered up with the water. V'yena ayin shaletes ben, and the eye cannot see them. I can't see the fish in the water. Therefore, there's no ayin hora upon the fish. Is af zaro shayosef. The same thing. The children of Yosef. Eina ayin shaletes bim. The eye is not shalt upon the children of Yosef. There's no ayin hara. Therefore, that was the taina. So that's right here. The chesed means that the half or that were in high reason, since Bnei Yosef was amongst them, there were a lot of multiple a lot. So that's the chesed means the half that had a lot. Now we're in Sakasha. We said before there were 50 Yosefs. Hani chamishim Yosefs. Rechura chamishim nochi chad heaven. Showing these 49 ICIs. Like on Har Evel, those Shvatim only had 24 ICIs. Or Rav Yitzchak, Yosef, Hoysifu lo Yosachas. Yosef had an extra letter added to his name. Shenem the Pasuk says, Eidus bihi Yosef, Shemoi v'tzaisoi al Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Yosef was an extra hey added into the name of Yosef. So therefore, that's how you have 25. Mas Yivlo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Kitoldoisam binan. Smash what the names were the same names. Like we said before, Kitoldoisam means the way Yaakov Avinu gave them the names. The regular names. So the Yosef, this name of Yosef, the hey, that's added on later. So that can't be the way they were written. So if so, if they were written Lechura without the hey, again we're missing one ice. El of chapters like this. Kol atarakula binyamin ksiv. All over the binyamin is written without the extra yud. For Ocha bin Yomim Sholim. Over here the Pasuk writes bin Yomim with an extra, with a yud. Not extra, but that's Sholim, that's a complete bin Yomim. Chidasiv, like the Pasuk says, the Aviv Koraloi bin Yomim. And his father called him bin Yomim. So this is the name that Yaakov Avinu gave bin Yomim. It's a Mole, it's with the yud. So that's how you have the 50 Isis. That's the 50th is this yud of bin Yomim. Omer Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shekidish Hashem Shemayim Bar Sefer, Yosef HaTzadik will soon see was Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim privately when the atheist Potiphera wanted to live with him and he was God, he didn't live with her. He was Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim Bar Sefer privately. His Yosef Olav Ois Achas Mishmoy Shlakosh Baruch Hu. It was added on to his name the hay, an extra hay for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yosef. Now Yehuda though, Shekidish Shem Shemayim Mefahesiyo, Yehuda he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Mefahesiyo. Al Hayom Kilakamol will soon see, like Rashi says, he was the one that jumped into the Kriyas Yamsa first. So therefore, Nikra Kulo Yal Shmoy Shekodesh Baruch Hu. That's his name, Yehuda, Yud-Tei, Vov-Tei, you have there. That's Mamash Hashem's name. Rashi, Kula, Nikra, Kulai, Shem, Ben, Avoysius, Kolo, Bishmoisha, Yehuda. The Yud-Tei, Vov-Tei is in the name of Yehuda. Now, Yosef Mahi, where's the case that Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser? The Yechzir, the Pasuk says, Vayihi, Ka, Yoim, Hazir, Vayoboi, Habeso, that Yosef went into the house. Lasos Melachta to do his work. So it's a machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechinon Melamed Sheshneim Ledvar Averon Eskavnu. That Yosef went into the house at the beginning, he had in mind to do the Avera. He thought he was going to have Znus with her. And she also wanted to have Znus with him. So the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yohad Vesel Lasos Melachtoi. He went into his house to do the work. So Rabbi Shmuel, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam one says, Lasos Melachta Mamish, to do work Mamish. The Chadom Alasos Rochov Nichnas. No, he went in to have Tashmish with her. That's the way he went inside. But the Pasuk says then, V'yein Ish Miyanshe Yabayis. There was nobody home at that time when Yosef went into the house. So Gemar asks, Efshu Abayis Godu Kebeisa Shaloisa Rosho, Lohoyulo Ish. Is a shaykh by Yosef Potiphera, that he is such a big Russia, a big man, a wealthy man. He had no servants, nobody was home in the house. How could that be? So Tonya the Rebbe Yishmael. The Rebbe Yishmael learned and taught us that Oisei Ayom that day, Yom Chagam Hoya. That was an Avodah Zorah day. The day they went to the Avodah Zorah. V'ochu Kulam Lebeis Avodah Zorah Shalem. And they all went to their Getchkes to celebrate by their Getchkes. So everybody went away to the Getchkes. But she, Eishes Potiphera, said, I'm sick. I want to stay home. Is Omra, so she said now to Yosef, or she said to herself, there's no better day that I should live with Yosef than today. Nobody's home, just me and him. So it says, but his Pasheya the Bigdoy, Lamar. So she grabbed the hold of his clothing, like you have to have Tashmish with her. So Gemara says, "B'yosishur at that time, b'osa diyukanoi shel Aviv, the picture of his father Yaakov Avinu appeared to him, v'niros aloi b'chaloin, and he came out like saw the picture of his father Yaakov in the window. Omar aloi Yosef, so Yaakov is telling Yosef, asi dinochicho sheyichtevu alav neyefoi, that the mitzvah will be the efoi the Kohen God is going to wear, and the names of the shvatim are going to be written there." V'yato b'neihem, and your name is also amongst them. Ritzoncho sheyimcha shmecha mibneihem. Do you want me to erase your name from those names on the ephod? Fatikro roya zaynos, and we should call your name rather the roya zaynos, the one who takes care of zaynos. Is that what we want you to call Yosef? The Yosef, the apostle says in Mishlei, for roya zaynos yov dohain, that people that go after zaynos will lose everything. So that's what Yaakov Avinu told Yosef at that time, that you want to lose everything. Is Niyad right away, the Pasuk says, Vateshev v'yesen kashkoi. Like Yosef grabbed a hold of himself and stood strong and did not have this nus. Rashi says, kashto means shichva zeroi. Hashem shirkeh, he held back his zeroi, didn't let his zeroi out. And he didn't have tashmash with her. And I'm ready, Yechon Mishum Meir, she'eshova kashto li'esonoi. That first place, the kashtoi, the zera went back to its normal flow inside his body. Vayefoizu's roya yodav. What does that mean, Rashi? Vayefoizu? Mischalfin kemoitzaka zoakas. That it came out from his hands means that noyetz yodav ekarka. Yosef put his fingers into the ground. Vayotza shichva zera mi benzi porna yodav. And the shichva zera came out from between his nails. That's what happened. Because he held himself back, he didn't have znus. The vice says the zera was misarur to come out, so instead of coming out like that, it came out through his nails. So Rashi learned, Shinoyetz espeso v'karko, v'nismach aleihem. He put his weight on his fingers. Kidei shetiyaser v'yitroi v'tsaroi v'yarva toikiv yitroi. In order to break his yetzer. He like put his pressure on his fingers to break the yetzer, not to want to have the znus with her. So, yeah, from the one of the strong of Yaakov. That means me gorum loy sheyechkoit alavne ephod. Who is the one that caused that his name should still be upon the stones of the ephod? El avri Yaakov. It was because of his father Yaakov. And that Yaakov like helped him that he was mezgaver over his yetzara. Misham roy even Yisrael. From there, Yosef was zeicha to be the Evan Yisrael. What does that mean? Misham zocha v'nasa roya. From there, he was the one that became out the roya, the peshra of Klai Yisrael. In other words, from association, remember the apostle says, roya Yisrael hazina, noye katzayin Yosef. So Rashi says, roya Yisrael hazina means kal peshchina nemes, said the Malka upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That noye katzayin Yosef, kori katzayin Yosef. Hamanhigim kitzayin asho Yosef. Alma Mikra Yisrael Tsoinai Sho Yosef Uaroya. The Klai Yisrael is like called like the Tsoin, like the sheep, and Yosef is the shepherd. He's the one that's going to lead Klai Yisrael. If on this Maisa Yosef was Zeicha to be the Yosef HaTzadik. Tanya would not like this. Tanya, how you Royo Yosef, Lotzef Bemeni Yud Be Shvatim. Really, Yosef should have, he was a big Tzadik, he should have also had Yud Be Shvatim. Kedera Shu Yotzim Yaakov Aviv. The same way that Yaakov Avinu had 12 Shvatim. Shneimer Apostle says, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. That Eila told us of Yaakov Yosef. Rashi told us Shiyotzim Yaakov Tinegdom Royal Lotzis Mi Yosef. The same way Yaakov had 12 Shvatim, it was fit really that Yosef should also have 12 Shvatim. Ela Shiyotzim Shichvazer Mibain Tzeporn of Yodov. But Basel, a little bit he did wrong. That the Zerah came out from between his fingernails, whatever that means. So because of that, he was not zeichet to have 12 shvatim. But the Yaakov at Tzadik never had zera levatol at all. He was zeichet to have 12 shvatim. But Yosef, even though the zera didn't come out from his eiver, but still it came out from between his fingernails, so he was not zeichet to have the 12 shvatim. But v'yafal pikein yotzum ibinyamin achiv. Even so, it came out from his brother Binyamin, 12 children. Trashi, they mean oisay asoro. Sheptichsu, I'm Yosef, Asoret Yosef. Now, it's Yosef came out now only had 2 children. Really, he's supposed to have 12, so he's missing 10. The 10 children that he was supposed to have, his brother Binyamin had. The Kulam Nikra Shemar, and all 10 children that Binyamin had, their names were after the names of what happened to Yosef. Shinamad Apostle says, Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, Uvecha, Vyeshbo. What are these names? Bela, Shenivla, Ben Umas. That he was captured between, fell between the Umayyads, like Yosef was fled between the Mitzrayim. Bocher b'chor lima, he was the b'chor to his mother, that's Yosef. V'yeshbo sheshavu keel, he was captured. Gora shegora b'yalachsonos, he was living amongst a lot of people, he lived in Mitzrayim. V'namon shenoyim b'yosef, very sweet, Yosef is very sweet. Achai v'rosh, achayu, he's his brother, v'roshay. And he's the head, he's like my head, he's the leader. Yosef is the leader. Mufis v'chupin. Who? What does that mean? Who l'arua v'chuposoi v'ani l'arisi v'chuposoi. He didn't see my chupa and I'm not going to be zeichet to see his chupa. V'yered she'yorad l'bein umas olam. They went down between the umas olam and got mixed up in Mitzrayim. Ikud the army, some say v'yered means she'apon of daimun l'vered. Their face was like a rose. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Peshor Shom Aloi Parwa Lo Yosef. The time when Parwa said to Yosef, Ubilo Decho Lo Yorim Ishas Yodoi, without you, nobody will pick up the hands, is Omer Estagnignei Parwa. So the Estagnignei of Parwa said to Parwa, they complained to Parwa and said, means Parwa's Chachomin, said to him, Evet Shaloch Kuraboi B'Yeshrim Kesef, Tam Shilu Aleinu, this Yosef that was sold, we bought him for 20 Yishkolim. With him you could appoint to be like a ruler over us. Omalahem kenvonei malchas ani royaboy. So the Paro said, no, I see in him tremendous chochma gvur, Rashi says, that's fit to be a ruler. Omalahem kenev so yeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeye Yosef know 70 languages? Is bo Gavriel v'limdu shivim loshen. So that time a nest happened and Gavriel Amalek came and taught Yosef the 70 languages. So he have a kegomar and he couldn't learn. It was too hard for him to learn all 70 languages. So hoisav loy ois achas mishmosh lekorosh bochu. This is the time now when they added on the extra hay to Yosef's name. V'lomar, and then he was able to learn all the 70 languages. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Eidus, bihi Yosef, shama v'tesi al-Eretz Mitzrayim. that with, of course, this extra hay, he was able to learn the 70 languages, and then he was able that he should appoint him to be the ruler over Mitzrayim. Svatlu yedat yeshma, ulamachar, yakolishna diyishtayu yaparo badei ahadalei. So any language that Yosef started to talk, Paro was able to answer back. But ishtoyu yiyu b'loshan ha-kodesh, but when Yosef started to talk, loshan ha-kodesh, they have a koyod and may have a yomar. And this Paro didn't know, Paro did not know loshan ha-kodesh, he didn't know what to answer. Omale, so Paro said to Yosef, Agmere, teach it to me, let me learn this language also. For like Gomer, he didn't learn. Omale, so comes out now that Yosef knew more than Paro. So Amalei, so Paro said to Yosef, Ishtabalid lemaglis, swear to me that you won't tell anybody about this, that you know a language more than me. Ishtabalid, so Yosef Taka swore to Paro, he won't tell anybody that he knows more than Paro. Ishtabalid, ki Amalei, avi yashbiyani lemar, what happened because this was later, when Yosef wanted to take Yaakov out of Mitzrayim to bury him, so Paro said no, so Yosef said, but I swore to my father I'll take him out. So Amalei, so Paro said, Zilishashvosecha. So Paro said, so what? So what if you swore? Go be sure, go be matan neder. Take off that neder, you don't have to bury your father Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, so Yosef said back to Paro, Vishishlinami adidoch. If you want me to be matan neder, you should know, be careful, I'll be matan my own neder between me and you, and I'll go around and tell everybody that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So then, Paro let Yaakov, let Yosef take Yaakov out of Mitzrayim. The Afagav Lenichalei, Omalei Alei V'Kvar At Esavicha. That even though Paro didn't like the idea, but still Paro now let Yosef bury his father. Kasher Ishbiacha, the way you swore to your father. Since the kids of the Mice with Yosef, this is the way Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, the Seifer, that he held himself back, he did not have this nus, and the Kostas called Yosef Atzadik, Yisoid, Yisoid is Yosef, Yisoid is Mishmiris of the Bris Kodesh, that's Yosef Atzadik. Yehuda, now the Gemara before said, Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim, that's why his whole name is our name of Hashem. Where's the Meister, where was Yehuda Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim? The Gemara says, Yehuda Mai, where's the case of Yehuda? The Tanya will learn like this, when Klaus was by the Yamsuf, the Shvotim like arguing one against the other. Each one said, I'll be the first one to go into the Yamsuf. They were like breaking the ways of talking, like who's going to be the first one? Each one said, I'll be the first one to go in. But nobody really went in yet. So right away, Binyamin, Sheva Binyamin, they jumped into the Yam first.